All right, folks, welcome back to Wake Up and Win, your daily dose of motivation and a kickstart to your day. I'm Jackson Reed, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, or maybe it should hit closer to your heart, because we're diving into the power of being present in this very moment. Ever feel like life's passing you by? Like you're constantly chasing the next deadline, the next goal, the next vacation, and you forget to actually savor what's happening right now. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and you realize you haven't truly connected with anything or anyone around you. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Life isn't about racing towards some imaginary finish line. It's about enjoying the journey, about savoring each experience, big or small. And that starts with focusing on the present moment. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, this is another preaky self-help episode, hear me out. This isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a game changer. It can seriously improve your well-being, boost your productivity, and even enhance your relationships. Think about it. When you're truly present, you're more engaged, more attentive, and more receptive to the beauty and wonder around you. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of being present. 1. Mindfulness meditation. It sounds intimidating, right? But trust me, it doesn't have to be some mystical practice. Start small. Just 5 minutes a day, focusing on your breath and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This simple act can work wonders for calming your mind and anchoring you in the present moment. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain, a mini vacation from the constant mental chatter. 2. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Really pay attention to those details. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the chirping of birds, savor the taste of your morning coffee. By engaging your senses fully, you're pulling yourself out of your head and into the richness of the present experience. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of tea, a kind word from a stranger, a beautiful sunset, these little moments of joy can make a big difference. Remember, gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, and that's a powerful way to cultivate presence. 4. Embrace the power of no. We often feel pressure to say yes to everything, but remember, saying no allows you to prioritize your time and energy for things that truly matter. By setting boundaries and protecting your present moment, you create space for what's important and prevent yourself from feeling overwhelmed. Think of it like this. Saying no is saying yes to yourself and the experiences that bring you joy. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, being present isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's a journey, not a destination. There will be times when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and enjoy the ride. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something, reading a captivating book, lost in a conversation, or creating something beautiful. That's pure presence. And guess what? You can cultivate that feeling more often in your everyday life. Imagine this. You are having dinner with friends, and instead of scrolling through your phone, you're truly listening to their stories, engaging in meaningful conversation, and savoring the delicious food. You're fully present in that moment, creating a connection that lasts far longer than any social media post. See, the key takeaway here is this. Life isn't about racing towards some finish line, it's about enjoying the journey. By focusing on the present moment, you unlock a world of possibilities, greater well-being, deeper connections, and a sense of fulfillment that comes from truly experiencing life to the fullest. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today. Remember, every little bit counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay present, stay inspired, and keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.